is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. We're asking the question, how much freedom are you willing to exchange, give up, surrender for governmentally promised security? Ponder that for a moment. More and more we're finding the government says, we're going to secure you, take care of you, protect you. But in order to do so, we've got to control your money. We've got to control your car. We've got to control the type of range gas stove that you have in your home. We've got to control the type light bulbs that you use to illumine your home. We've got to control what kind of gasoline, where it can be pumped, where it can be drilled. We've got to control the finances. Every aspect of our lives today, to a greater or less degree, appears to be more and more controlled by the federal government. The Biden administration's almost 3 years, a little over 3 years pretty soon, have all been carried out in his administration by executive order, executive orders. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the major, major things they're using now, and will be exacerbated the days, the weeks, and the short time before us, is that called climate change. Climate change. The climate change gurus want to decide what we can eat and how farming must be carried out, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you'd like to jump into the dialogue and discussion, feel free to do so. When you dial that telephone number, it goes directly through to our studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Just before the news break, I touched on an article. Headline, UN Climate Summit serves gourmet burgers to the elites while demanding public be banned from eating meats. It's the date of December the 8th, 2023. Powerful globalist elitists jetted to the United Nations Climate Summit in Dubai have been served gourmet smoked burgers, luxury barbecue, while they demand that the general public is banned from eating meats in order to fight global warming. Let me pause there. Here are the globalists, the elitists, and their private jets flying from around the world to bask in luxury for a week to talk about how to control we the people, how to force us to believe that climate change is going to destroy the planet unless rules, regulations, and guidelines be implemented to protect us. They're the ones that will be protecting us, by the way. Protecting us from what? Protecting us from the freedoms that we now have. Further, this article states, after they, speaking of these global elitists, after they arrive by private jet for the two-week conference in the United Arab Emirates, attendees are offered a wide variety of gourmet food, all of the options from vendors who serve beef. In between battling the end, the so-called climate crisis, the noble eco-warriors are treated to lavish food offerings, including juicy beef, slabs of succulent meat, smoked burgers, Philly cheesesteaks, melt-in-your-mouth barbecue, in addition to African street barbecue. The report includes a demand for the governments around the world to lower public meat consumption, this article reads. Attendees at the summit, including Democrat President Joe Biden's climate czar, John Kerry, are pushing for the public meat consumption to be totally eliminated by 2030. As Slate News has previously reported, Kerry insists that ending meat consumption is necessary for meeting the World Economic Forum's net zero carbon goals, end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. I could go to dozens and dozens and dozens of articles to talk about the climate change and what a hoax that it is. In fact, Al Gore just recently made a statement. Anybody that doesn't believe his position and his findings, and as he put it, his science on climate change, are simply wanting to destroy democracy. Somehow there's a mindset that if we disagree with the globalist desire, the globalist design, the globalist desperate plan, as Biden has set it forth, to control us, to control the world, if we don't believe in that, if we're not willing to surrender to that, then somehow, some way, we're science deniers. Somehow, some way, there's a problem with we the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time we go back to we the people. I think it's time we stop allowing the UN and the World Health Organization make decisions and determinations on what we do as a nation. I think it's time we go back to the rule of law. I think it's time we go back to the Bill of Rights. I think it's time we cease and desist submitting to every whim and wish of the federal government. Listen, what is not being told to the general public today, what most are not aware of today, is that there are dozens and dozens, may I add to that, dozens of lawsuits presently working their way through the court system because of what has taken place in the past 3 years. Many, 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 if not all, of the Biden decisions by executive order are now in the court system being challenged. Many of those court challenges are challenging the interference with our Bill of Rights, challenging the constitutionality of forcing a citizen to wear a mask, challenging the constitutionality of saying that you must choose between your job, your livelihood, and a COVID jab that could take your life. I'm watching several of those very closely. We need to be aware, ladies and gentlemen, because the government says it. That doesn't mean that it's right. Ronald Reagan said some of the most dangerous words, knock on the door, they said, we're from the government, and we're here to help you. That's perhaps as true today, if not more so, than it was when Ronald Reagan made that statement. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize, listen, do you realize we're talking about today a serious subject? How much freedom, how much liberty are you willing to exchange for a promised, perceived security from the federal government? Do you know that in the Netherlands, cattle farming is just about bankrupt? Do you realize in the Netherlands, through the government's force, thousands and thousands and thousands of head of cattle have been euthanized under the premise that too many cows are destroying the ecosystem, destroying the ozone in the world, causing climate change. They're forcing euthanasia of up to 50% of the head of herds of cattle. Americans are now told that we need to stop eating the meat. We need to stop. In fact, you perhaps already are familiar with this, that they've already developed chicken grown in the laboratory. Not real chicken, chicken in the laboratory. We today need to stop eating beef, chicken, pork, especially the beef, and start eating crickets and bugs and grasshoppers, and they'll increase that to other rodents. Ladies and gentlemen, the climate catastrophe is all that is being used, the threat that our world's going to come to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, God's in control of that. In fact, when you look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 through 18, we find the scripture says that everything that was, I'm going to paraphrase in the quote, that everything that was created in the heavens and on the earth, everything that's visible, everything that's invisible, everything that's under the heavens, everything that's under the earth, Jesus Christ created it and he sustains it. That word means that he controls it. I've used the term many times. Jesus Christ is the design, the divine superglue that holds this whole world together. We don't have to worry about global warming. We don't have to worry about the world freezing or frying because Jesus Christ controls it. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, we're told today that we've got to start eating bugs in order to save the earth. That's the argument. Know the headline. Climate catastrophists at Dubai summit exploit religious leaders. Dated December the 8th, 2023. Exploiting religion to push political agendas is about as old as religion and politics, which means about as old as mankind. The climate catastrophist movement has been doing it from the very inception. But this year's conference of the parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change has brought the role of religion and religious leaders to new heights, calling faith-based organizations and religious leaders an important presence at the conference in Dubai. The UN Environmental Program worked with religious leaders from around the world to arrange for the what they call the Faith Pavilion, where faith leaders share ideas and offer counseling services to any of the tens of thousands of attendees from nearly 200 nations. Listen to this now. This gives in the details. Pope Francis, the Grand Imam, and another, a Grand Imam, inaugurated the Faith Pavilion, and Hindu, Buddhist, and other religious leaders now are taking part. This article reads, I can't help wondering whether Pope Francis or any other professional, professedly Christian leader quoted these words from Jesus during the proceedings. And then to give on, go ahead, give the quotes of Jesus, where Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. In fact, here's the point. They have now started utilizing, quote, faith leaders to be the promulgators to get churches and religious organizations to buy into the lie of climate change. So that there'll be the further push for us to eat bugs and worms and grasshoppers and crickets. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just give a little footnote. There's a group of breakfast bars on the market today that have a high level of protein. I don't mind telling you, we had gotten hooked on them in our family. We would buy them by the box, and delicious flavored, because it's high protein, tastes good. We watched a video segment on television where one of the Shark Tank sharks had bought into a company 5 years ago. And the company grows crickets by the hundreds of millions. And it showed how they developed the little screens, the frames, where the crickets go into, and they're pushed together, and then they're fried with heating lamps. They're crisped. They're then put into what I would call blenders and made into cricket meal. They call it composting the crickets. Cricket meal. The cricket meal then is put into all kinds of food products today. And I recently read an article where, because Biden's control within the FDA, the FDA now is allowing different worms and bugs and material to be included in our food products without any publicity, without any notification. Read on the side of your box if it shows, or your containers, if it shows the word economically sustainable. Economically sustainable. That means bugs. It's talking about crickets. It's talking about grasshoppers. It's talking about other, I would call them, insects. Because after all, they claim it's high in protein. One article I recently read, though, said they have no earthly idea, scientifically, no earthly idea of what it will do to the human body over the next 3, 5, 10 years. That's what we see today taking place. So look for the label. See if it reads economically sustainable. It is bugs being used for protein. While the globalists jet around the world, and we're told to ride our bicycles, while they fly in their jets, we're told that we've got to buy the governmentally controlled electric vehicles. While we're told to eat lab chicken, fake meat, bugs, the globalists are eating steaks, fancy burgers, partying at their luxury hotels. And yes, it's all to save the planet. It's all to save the planet. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. You still have time to jump in the dialogue and the discussion. How much freedom? How many liberties are you willing to surrender in order to have security promised, perceived from the federal government? You surrender your security? Are you willing to basically forego what we have in what is called our Bill of Rights? Just what will we be willing as a nation to give up in our liberties and our freedoms to be able to say we're saving the planet, or to be able to say that we're being obedient to the government? Ladies and gentlemen, a case recently, and this comes to mind, speaking of our freedoms and our liberties, here's the headline. Court vetoes state's demand that churches all go gun-free. An appeals court has vetoed an attempt in the state of New York to demand that all churches go gun-free on their campuses. The ruling was the second U.S. Supreme Circuit Court of Appeals that the, quote, houses of worship have a constitutionally protected freedom to decide for themselves whether or not to allow otherwise legally possess firearms in their facilities. The report comes from the First Liberty Institute, which worked on the dispute. The organization explained that the ruling rejected the state of New York's unconstitutional attempt at all houses of worship to make them gun-free zones. Ladies and gentlemen, our Bill of Rights, especially in this case, the Second Amendment right, does not end at the worship center door, church house door. Our Bill of Rights are not just simply taken away some way, subservient to the governmental control on the basis that if a church is a gun-free zone, you'll secure lives, you'll save lives. Ladies and gentlemen, contrary to that, I've studied for years, and that is what I call church security. With some 1,200, 1,500 shootings since 1999, and most, if not all, of the shootings taking place in houses of worship, where it was a gun-free zone. They had no protection, no self-defense. As a result of that, they were simply sitting ducks. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question and comment, please.
It's interesting that you should touch that point right at that very moment. I heard a congressman, state representative in Virginia, recently talking about the gun control issue and the fact that when he went to school, kids would show up in high school and they'd have rifles in their shotgun racks or shotguns in a rifle racks in the back of their truck because they intended to go hunting after school. And guess what? In those days, you didn't hear about mass shootings at schools because, first off, a bunch of those kids go hunting. They had the ability to defend themselves. And second off, we had a value on human life. And the more and more and more humanism has crept in, the more and more and more we've kicked God out of the classroom and the public spaces, the less and less and less value we place on human life. And because of that, I mean, we've slaughtered now, 63, 64, 65 million babies in our country. We've called it choice. The value of life has been diminished to such a point. Why wouldn't you expect? And we've also told these kids that they evolved from pond scum. So what value is human life anyway? They're not image bearers of their maker, God. They're just highly evolved pond scum. I mean, think about how ridiculous that is. And once you train up a child that way, you program them with that mentality. They're just the highest form of evolved life on Earth. But beyond that, I mean, there's just going to be a next generation of evolution. So something else is going to come along. No big deal. Now on the heels of that, there's no value for human life, but we put extreme value on the critters. I mean, literally, every time you turn around, you hear about another foundation, another organization opening up for the critters, and I have no problem with that. But my goodness, I'm not gonna raise sand about the critters until y'all start caring about the humans. And it's all right for the predation of every critter against every critter. I mean, it's okay for the killer whale to eat everything in the ocean, the shark eating everything in the ocean, but God forbid that we actually eat things out of the ocean. The bear can eat every critter on Earth, but if we shoot that deer, somebody's going to be upset. But if we didn't shoot those deer, by the way, God made us as part of this system, and He's the one. First animal life was taken by God. He skinned Adam and Eve, covered them with skins. So the first life was taken, first animal life was taken by God to cover Adam and Eve that had just sinned. How you like that, folks? That there's a type that you'll see in that, I believe. But beyond that, God created us to be part of the system, and He's the one that when Noah came off the ark, He said, take and eat. Go and chow down, folks. And But we've devalued life and we've devalued rights in this country to the point that chaos would ensue. It's been programmed. It's been planned for over 100 years since socialism started getting its teeth into this country and into academia within this country.
Greg, that's a good segue because the recent meeting in Dubai where the World Economic Forum had the presentations about climate change and global warming and the need to eat crickets and bugs. And at the same time, they were having that two-week meeting. They had flown in their expensive, climate polluting jet airplanes. They had their luxury hotels, and they were eating every kind of meat that is available on a global basis. And in that same, those same meetings, they then declared that we've got to start eating bugs. In fact, Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum said that eventually, very soon now, we'd be eating bugs, and we will be delighted to do so. So they're suggesting that we cut out all meat while they eat meat, and all of this is for our security. All of this is for our protection, that they can, we can be secured and protect the planet if we just simply start slaughtering all the cows, we stop having any farming, we allow the, as is taking place now in Africa with the famine taking place, that we allow famine and other things like that to promulgate around the world. And we need to eat the crickets and the different rodents, if you will. In fact, I read an article just this morning in Queensland in Canada. They're talking about including a maggot powder into the food product for higher levels of protein. How do you respond to that? Should we as people be willing to eat bugs while the global elitist, in order for us to think that we're protecting the earth, just like we're supposed to drive electric vehicles to protect Mother Earth while they jet in their jet airplanes around the world? What's your comments on that? Got about a minute and a half. I'll let you wrap it up with your thoughts.
This is planned scarcity. You know, if you look around the world, there's high pressure on the farmers in the Netherlands. Matter of fact, y'all look at, don't Google it. You know, DuckDuckGo it or look some other way. But look at what's going on in the Netherlands. They're the second largest exporter of produce certain kinds of food in the world. They're the second largest exporter, and here they're under high pressure. Ukraine is kind of the breadbasket. They produce more grain than I believe any other country in all of Europe or Asia. They're under extreme pressure because they're at war. This is by design. They intend to have planned scarcity, because guess what? If they can control your food supply, they control you. If you can't eat, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things you folks would be willing to do for a scrap of food when you're on the edge of starvation. But I'll have you know, folks, my God is still on his throne. And in the midst of all this chaos, you know, they intend to ensnare and enslave you. The left does, the liberals do, the authoritarians. But Jesus said, as he read from Isaiah in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's reading from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering the sight of, to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. There's one that has come to set you free, and that's the Son of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Y'all remember this. Christmas is right around the corner. He didn't stay in a manger. He came in the manger to go to the cross to save you from your sins.
Absolutely, Greg. Thank you so much for that spot-on wrap-up for the broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021.